99.3 Nigeria Info.
We are the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Lagos, Nigeria, good morning to you. How are you today? It's the last day of the month, January. It's the 31st day. I hope your January wasn't the 12 weeks January. A lot of people have been saying that this January has been quite a speedy one, fast one. I don't know how yours went. But however it is, I hope you're happy. I hope you're glad. I hope school fees have been paid. I hope house rents have been settled. I hope other commitments have been met as well. But regardless, we still have about 11 more months to go for the year 2021. So be rest assured that 2022 rather. Rest assured that we're going to be okay. We're going to be all right. Okay. If you're in traffic, stay with me. This morning, we're going to... You guys are calling me already. I know that you have a lot of questions, Ainek, but not to worry. Not to worry. We got you covered. We have a very capable hand joining us on the show today. So not to worry at all. We'll discuss everything. We'll discuss everything. So this morning, we are taking a look at some of the promised issues that I said that we're gonna talk about. And that is about the Nigerian voter and elections. That's our conversation this morning. I'm Sheriff Quadri. You can watch live on Facebook and on YouTube. We're live right now. You know, we're audiovisual, so you can watch as well as at the same time as you're listening to the radio. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube is Nigeria Info 99.3 as well. If you're on Twitter, you can tweet us at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. If you're on Instagram, it's at Nigeria Info FM Lagos. According to research, multiple factors influence how people vote during elections. And these factors, they came with questions. One of such questions is, does Nigeria need a total overhaul of the electoral system? Education, creation of awareness, enlightenment. We've always done this. Every election cycle, at the end of the day, it's almost like you're conducting an election in a desert. Compared to the number of registered voters, at the end of the day, the number of voters that cast their ballots are usually very low. Hence this conversation this morning, the Nigerian voter and election. When we had this conversation some weeks ago, most of you called and you said that you're willing to vote, but then INEC is not making things easy for you. Now, that part is what we want to settle today. Those questions that you have for INEC, we'll settle it today, right here, today, now. Because I have Festus Okoye on the show. Festus Okoye is INEC Commissioner on Voter Education. He joins us via Zoom this morning. Mr. Festus, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you today? How was your weekend, by the way?
Well, it's great. It went well. And it's a new day, and we are back to work.
Oh, fantastic. New day. I can't imagine how your day usually is because of your job. Because right now, we're about to help you start your day, even though I know your day must have been on the way long, long, long time ago. But let's start with your own, and when I say your own, INEC assessment of voters' participation, Nigerian voters' participation during elections in recent history. How would you describe it? Some have said that the number of voters have constantly been on the decline every year, whether it's in cycle or off cycle, it's going down. But let's hear from, because you have the record, you can set the record straight. What does the record say?
Well, you are looking at voter participation in elections, you have to look at it holistically. As far as I'm concerned, as far as the commission is concerned, and from the evidence available, the Nigerian voter is one of the most patriotic voters you can find anywhere in the world. Before I came to the commission, I observed elections. And in Kaduna State, where I live, I see 80-year-old voters going to the polling as early as 5 a.m. in the morning on election day in order for them to get a vantage position. I have seen women give birth at pulling, going to labor at pulling units, and then they go and give birth and then come back in order to come and cast their votes. I have seen housewives carry their cooking utensils to the pulling unit and carry their children to those places. That shows that the Nigerian voter wants to vote. That means the Nigerian voter loves the ballot. That means the Nigerian voter knows the value of the vote. But I think that there are varied and variegated factors that accounts for why we have low participation in the electoral process. One, no Nigerian voter and no human being wants to go and vote and die. So when the polling units have been turned into arenas of violence, very, very few people would like to go into such a cauldron. Secondly, there's also the perception issue, the perception of whether the electoral management body will conduct an election that meets both regional and international standards, and whether the votes of the people will definitely be made to count. Then there's the whole issue of whether government has worked for the people. If, for instance, you've gone to the polling unit or before elections, and they got the candidates promise good hospitals, good roads, good governance, and the rest of them. And then after 4 years, you don't see anything. The implication and the what you may likely do is just to stay away because government does not work for you. So I think that there are various varied factors that account for low voter turnout in Nigeria. But this President Commission has done a lot in the last 4 years to make sure that we top the table and to make sure that we increase voter participation in election.
Right. Tell us about some of those things that this current administration of Mahmood Yakubu has done in INEC.
Well, if you see, when this President Commission came on board, we had a total of 119,974 polling units. And these polling units were created in 1996, 26 years ago. And during that particular period, Nigeria had a total registered voter population of 50 million. We went into the 2019 general election with the same number of polling units.
Okay.
That is 119,974. Against a total voter, registered voter population of 84 million. So what this commission has done was to break this jinx, and we had the courage to do it. So we created an additional 56,872 polling units, bringing the total number of polling units in Nigeria to 176,846. So what we have done is to decongest polling units that are really, really congested, and also to take these polling units closer to the people, closer to the communities, so that persons with disability, we have a polling unit near to them. The elderly, we have a polling unit near to them. Nursing mothers, we have a polling unit near to them. And housewives, we have a polling unit near to them. So that's one of the things we have done in order to increase voter participation in election.
Right.
Not only that, in terms of this current voters registration exercise, the continuous voters registration exercise that the commission is carrying out, we have an online portal through which people will begin their registration. And when they begin their registration, the only thing that will be remaining is for them to just go to either our state office or local government office and go and capture their biometrics. And this takes less than 5 minutes. So we have created this online portal, and so many young Nigerians have embraced this particular portal and are carrying out their pre-registration. But the only snag is that some of them start this online registration, and then after some time, they don't go to do their biometrics, and we don't leave this data permanently on our portal. After 1 month, the data goes off, and then they have to start afresh. So our appeal is that if you have the courage, if you have the time, and if you have the will to start your pre-registration, please try and go to our state or local government office and go and complete your biometrics. Not only that, those who want to transfer their registration from one state to the other, or from one local government to the other, or from one registration area to the other, or from one polling unit to the other, can also go online and do the same. Those whose PVCs are lost or whose PVCs are damaged can also go do the same. those who suspect that the data, that there have been wrong entries in their voters' registration data, can also go online and do the same. If they cannot go online, they can just stroll to any of our state or local government offices and also go and do the same.
Right.
Now, if you are in Lagos, for instance, and in 2023, you want to go and vote in Imo State, you don't have to go to Imo State to go and do all these things. You can do everything online. Mm. You can do everything in our state and local government offices. Mm. The moment you call on the button, it will ask you the state where you want to vote in 2023. Then you log on to the state. Then it will give you all the local governments in that particular state. From the local government, it will give you all the registration areas or wards in that particular state.
Okay.
Then from the registration, it will give you all the polling units available in a particular registration area. And then you look for the polling unit that is closer to, and then just complete all the processes. Mm. And so these are some of the things we have done and we will continue to do in order to increase voter participation in elections.
Now that we're here, Mr. Festus, in case you're just joining us, you're welcome. Festus Okoye is the one you've been hearing. His voice is INEC National Commissioner Information and Voter Education. He joins us via Zoom this morning, so you can watch online as well. If you've got questions for him, please drop it on our live stream on Facebook and on YouTube. Now that we're here on proper election processes and the rest of them, I would like to open up the phone lines for Lagos to ask you a few questions as regards elections and what they've done, their PVCs, transfer of their PVCs and related questions before we move on to other matters, because we have other areas that we need to touch on the conversation this morning. I want us to just trash out this particular one before we move on to other areas. So Lagos, it's time for you to drop your questions right now. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Female only line is 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190. We'll still touch on INEC's budget for the coming general elections. We'll touch on campaigns. We'll touch on electoral amendment bill and other areas. Before we go into that, let's take some calls as regards election and the processes. I'm sure quite a number of people have questions for you, Mr. Festus. Please, if you're calling, turn off your radio. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, please. Good morning to you.
Okay, my name is Bisoye, calling from Lagos.
Welcome, Bisoye.
I want to ask, why is it that we still have to go to the local government offices to change our location of our voter card? Because most times, we turn it online, you go to the local government office, they will tell you that it's not their time to capture you. Come back. And most people that are in corporate world do not have that time. That's my question.
All right. You don't have to be going to local government all the time. Mr. Festus, do you get that?
Yes, I got it.
Let's take another call before you. Let's take another call before you answer that. Let's take another call. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
Yes, my question is, why is it that this PVC cannot be made to be PVC? You use this anywhere you are in the country. Because this hurdle of you register in this place, maybe during election, you are not at that place where you register, you will not be able. It doesn't make sense. I just feel that it's a hole they created there to cause confusion. Hmm. They should make it permanent. So that anywhere you are,
we can
correct
vote.
The accurate data of who you are, which can be, you know, corrected on your own online if you are changing location. But when it's for election, the person should be able to use that card and vote at any place, at any time.
Okay.
They should please do that, and it is possible.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. Professor, let's hear you now.
Yes, let me take the second question in relation to whether you can vote anywhere with your PVC. Now, the Independent National Electoral Commission is a constitutional body, and our powers are regulated by the Constitution and also by the Electoral Act 2010 as amended,
right.
Which is the existing law as of today. Now, under the existing law, you can only register in a particular place, and you must register in that particular place physically. You cannot register by proxy.
Hmm.
Secondly, the law is very clear. on election day, you must vote. You must vote in the polling unit where you register. So as of today, we are just following the law. If tomorrow the law is amended, making it possible for people to vote wherever they are or wherever they are, we won't have any problem with that. But as an electoral management body, we must remain within the confines and ambit of the law. So I think that it is the function of the National Assembly and the presidency, which is the assenting authority, to do the needful. But our own is to manage the electoral process based on the law and also based on the constitution.
Yeah.
In relation to the second question, I will try and find out, since she's in Lagos, I'll try and find out what is going on in Lagos. But as you know, this commission wants to decentralize or devolve the voters' registration exercise to some of our registration areas or wards. But you see, we have not done that as of today, based on security considerations and based on security advice. But in the next 1 week, we have a consultative meeting with the heads of all the security agencies to see whether we have sufficient tranquility in most of our states of the Federation to enable us to devolve further to the registration area so that more people will have access to our registration portal and our registration offices. But as of today, we only register voters in our state offices and in our local government offices. And you know how these things can really be congested. But we have the equipment, and we are hopeful that after a meeting with the security agencies, right, we'll be giving care. Roll out and roll back. If we roll out the registration areas or to a cluster of registration areas, and if there are security challenges, we can roll back before we roll out again. So we are looking at all these things. I understand what she's talking about, and it can be frustrating for somebody to go 2, 3, 4 times to go and capture biometrics,
right,
and is unable to do that.
Right.
We are going to do something about it.
Let's take this comment from WhatsApp. It says, please, as regards voter's card, my name was wrongly spelled. That's one. And I register in Surulere. I now live in Alimosho. And he wants to know what he can do.
It's simple. If the caller has access to a computer, has access to a smartphone, you can just log into the INEC website, go to the registration portal, and then and correct the error, and then a new PVC will be printed for him, and he can pick it up in any of the local governments.
Indeed. So we're going to take just one more call before we head out for a short break. Then we come back and discuss other matters. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Jonah. I'm calling from Ibuefo.
Good to have you.
Yeah, I want to lay a complaint concerning my PVC and also my wife. During this election that passed,
okay,
I tried to vote, but they couldn't access to my card. So they now tell me that I should go and go to local government in Osaye.
Okay.
Then I took my wife plus me. We went there and laid the complaint since July on the 12th. Mm. That was 2021.
Okay.
They tell me that I should come December. I got there December, and they say after 2 months' time. Mm. I went there 2 months' time. 3 months, they say the thing has not ready. Now I get there again this January. Still, they are still telling me that the thing has not ready. So I don't know what is holding them. Not okay. That even new one, just to replace my own, print my own out, then my wife on is transferred.
Noted. Thank you, Mr. Jonah. Mr. Festus, there you go.
Yes, I understand what he's saying. What he needs to understand that we don't just print PVCs at random. What we have done is that all the people who have registered during the who did continuous voters registration,
yeah,
or who did transfer or collected one information to the other during the first and second quarter of the CVR exercise. We are cleaning up the data, and the moment we finish cleaning up, we are going to print their PVCs. There is no election in Lagos any moment, anytime soon. But I can assure him that in the next month or so, we are going to print all the PVCs, and we will start distribution. And people will start collecting their PVCs, both old new ones, both the ones who registered and new, both those who had any challenge whatsoever with their PVC, and those who did transfer. We are going to print all their PVCs, and so there's no cause to worry. He let him exercise patience. The moment these PVCs are ready, the chairman will address a press conference,
right,
and then people will go and begin to follow their PVCs. Mm.
We have Dallas here already from the Keja. Dallas, you've got a very limited time. Please, let's hear you.
Okay, good morning.
Morning to you.
I have two questions to ask.
Mm. Go on, please.
Yeah, my question is to the INEC man. Can you please ask him, if he open an account in Anambra State, is it easy for him to pick up his money in Lagos? And if he buys his SIM card in Kano, can he use it to make call in Abuja?
Mm. So you're asking why PVCs cannot be used anywhere else in the country?
Why?
All right. We hear you. Thank you. Because of time. Mr. Vessels, please hold on. We're going to go off. Let's take a break. After this break, we'll come back. If you want to respond to him, because I think that you responded earlier to previous caller. But if you still want to respond to him, it's fine. But we need to move on very quickly. We have election bill to talk about. We have the budget to talk about. We have INEC processes to still talk about, especially during elections, pre, during, and post elections. Let's go to break right now. Lagos, Nigeria. I'll be right back. Stay here with us on the Morning Crossfire. I'm Sheriff Quadri. 3 Nigeria Info, Lagos, Nigeria. Good morning to whoever you are. Thank you for joining us this morning. Voter education is our focus. We're trying to examine why Nigeria records less voters as against the number of accredited voters for elections every year. So we're discussing the Nigerian voter and elections this morning. I have joining me Festus Okoye, National Commissioner Information and Voter Education of INEC, on the show this morning. You can watch live on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. You can also let me know what you think as you watch live as well. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Mr. Festus, thank you again for joining us. Before we move on to our next conversation, I during the break, I was looking through the messages that came in. Quite a number of them, and I guess that's why we're here, by the way, quite a number of them were asking about their PVC relocation, failure to change address, lost PVC, lost appointment. I don't know if there is any particular place you can point people to, because if we go on with the questions, we'll not leave it. We'll not do any other thing at all today. Is there a particular place, the website or INEC offices, where people can go to get some clarification?
Well, any person who has any challenge whatsoever with his or her PVC can go to any INEC state office or any of the INEC local government offices. It doesn't take much to locate any INEC local government office wherever you are. At least you should go there and ask clarification on what to do. If you also don't want to go to any of those offices, you can just log on to INEC website. It will lead you into our INEC CVR portal, and then you can interact with the portal, and it will show you what to do. If your PVC is lost, it will show you what to do. If you want to change from one state to the other, or you want to move your PVC from one state to the other, from one local state to the other, it will tell you what to do. If whatever challenge you have, if you want to review the information on your voter's card, it will show you what to do. And if you don't want to do that, you can just approach any of our INEC state offices or any of the local government offices, and then you can get the clarification and sort out the issues there.
So in short, the website has, you know, all the answers to people's questions, basically, as regards elections and the processes of election in Nigeria. That's what you're saying, Mr. Festus, right?
The website has five to six platforms. The first platform is for new registrants, those who have never registered before, okay. Those who have attained 18 and above, or who have never registered before. They can just go to that particular platform and sort out their registration and register afresh. Okay. Then there's a platform for those who want to transfer their PVCs from one location to the other. Then there's the platform for those who have lost their PVCs or whose PVCs are damaged. And then there's the platform for those who want to locate where their PVCs are, whether their PVC has been printed or not. Then there's the platform for those who want to review the information on their voter's card to be sure that the information they have as of today is still consistent with the information they gave out before. Mm. If they cannot do any of these things on our platform, they can just approach any of our INEC state or local government offices and sort it out. It's a very, very simple procedure.
Mm. Before we move on, finally, what is INEC's website address again? For people listening, please note this down, please. Right. Fantastic. Let's move on quickly now. Me, I am particular about our next conversation because it has a lot to do with money. I'm a lover of money. I'm also even greater lover of how my money is being spent. Mr. Festus, over 300 billion naira for elections in 2023. How far now? How far? 300 billion. What do you think happened?
When this issue of 305 billion was going on, the chairman kept on saying that there's a possibility that wherever he's going to, when people look at his forehead, they see 305 billion. But you know, these monies are monies that you can easily explain away. One, we introduced what we call the bimodal voter accreditation system, BVAS.
BVAS, yeah.
This bimodal voter accreditation system, yes, the BVAS. For the 2023 general election, we need at least 200,000 of these BVAS to service all our polling units and also to enable us to have some redundancies. That is one.
Yeah.
Secondly, you have to also keep our INEC local state and local government offices in shape. As you know, some of them were burnt during the NSAS protests, some of them were burnt by unknown government, and some of them are in various states of dilapidation. Mm-hmm. So you have to rejuvenate some of these offices and put them in a very good state for them to attend to the huge traffic that will attend the 2023 general election.
Mm-hmm.
The commission is also an electricity board. We have to buy generating sets for the 8,809 registration areas for purposes of collection of results.
Hmm.
The commission is also a water board. We have to buy GP tanks for almost all the registration areas and all the places where we are going to house our ad hoc staff before we deploy them at the first night on election day.
Hmm.
The commission has to also buy utility vehicles in order to move things around. Not only that, on election day or before election, for the 2019 general election, the commission deployed over 1 million ad hoc staff. Over 1 million. These ad hoc staff have to be moved around in vehicles. So the implication is that we have to hire vehicles from the National Union of Road Transport Workers and also from the National Association of Road Transport Owners. We also have to pay these ad hoc staff, over 1 million of them, their stipend in terms of their transportation, in terms of money for their feeding, and also in terms of some form of allowance.
Mm.
We have to also get collation officers for all the 8,809 registration areas and also collation officers for the 774 local government areas of the country and also returning officers for some of the elections. So all these things have to be paid for. And the moment you begin to unpack them, you find out that it pays into insignificance. But I agree with you, it's a good sum of money. And And that is why the commission is putting in place processes and procedures that will give us some leeway in terms of the use of technology in the electoral process. And the moment we begin the greater use of technology in the electoral process, the money we begin to go down. You can see that as the commission moves forward, we also need to acquire electronic voting machines for all the polling units in Nigeria. And if we have to acquire that, at least 200,000. So these things cost money, and but we understand the fact that these things are taken from the Nigerian people's force, and it has to be accounted for.
How does it make you feel after spending huge amount of money, after all the stress, all the haggling, and the rest of them, the ad hoc staff being on water for nights to their polling booths, the INEC officers, sleepless night during election day. At the end of the day, the court will still be the decider of winners of elections in Nigeria. How does that make you feel? You're smiling. It's bothersome.
You know, I'm a senior member of the Bar Association. I'm over 33 years post-call as a lawyer. And the implication is that I understand some of these issues and I understand some of these processes. The designers of our constitution and the designers of our electoral legal framework understand the fact that mistakes can be made, and that when mistakes are made, there must be an agency of government that will assist in correcting those mistakes. Now, if you look at some of the processes and procedures of the commission and look at some of the elections that have been conducted by the commission, you will find out that as of today, that the bulk of the cases that go before the election tribunals and before the case, and the bulk of the cases that go before the courts are cases arising from the nomination processes of political parties or from the activities of political parties. One, if a political party nominates a candidate that is not qualified, it becomes both a pre-election matter and an election matter. If a political party conducts OPEC party primaries, it becomes a huge challenge, both within in pre-election matters and in post-election matters. I want to say that if you go back to the data, if you go back to our recent history and see and look, you will see that the majority of the matters that went to both the courts in pre-election matters and those that went before our election petitions tribunals had nothing, absolutely nothing, to do with whether the commission conducted good elections or not. They had everything to do with whether the political parties played by the rules of the game and whether the political parties conducted party primaries that are valid and party primaries that miss the letters of the law. But I agree that nobody should be happy that an election where so much effort has been put in will just be overturned by the courts. But I believe that we are still a growing democracy and improvements have been incremental. But I agree that very soon we will get to where we want to be in terms of making our elections to conform both to regional and international standards of in elections.
Quick one, Mr. Faisal, before we go back to the telephone. I want to talk to you about the Electoral Act Amendment Bill. I'm sure you must have gone through the areas that particularly concern INEC operations and the rest of them. What's the commission's position, for instance, on electronic transfer of results? What's the commission's position, for instance, on party primaries and selection process from political parties? Because whether you like it or not, the versus is coming back to you. What's the commission's position, really?
Now, my brother, let me tell you one thing.
Yeah.
And I said it when we started this program. The Independent National Electoral Commission does not have legislative powers in terms of making laws for the Federation.
True that.
Yes, we can make subsidiary legislation, but in terms of alteration to the Constitution, in terms of amendment to the electoral legal framework, it is the function of the National Assembly to do that. When the National Assembly wanted to amend the Electoral Act, We were invited to public hearings. We made our recommendations and we stated our positions very, very clearly in terms of areas of the electoral legal framework we believe needs to be amended or needs to be retouched or needs to be recouched. Secondly, we participated in the technical committees of the Senate Committee on INEC and the House of Representatives Committee on Electoral Matters. And we also made our positions clear. Mm. So our positions are very, very clear. Now, I'm going to tell you our position in relation to some of these things.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is that whatever the National Assembly comes up with,
of course,
as the law,
of course,
it's our responsibility to implement that particular law.
Of course.
Now, in relation to the issue of party primaries, our position is that the conduct of party primaries is within the domestic realm of the political parties. The only thing is that in conducting their party primaries, a political party must meet and conform to the intent of Section 87 of the Electoral Act 2010 as amended.
Mm.
Now, in relation to the bill itself, you know, they have proposed both
direct and
indirect. Be conducted through direct primaries,
right.
But that has been reversed.
Mm-hmm.
So we now have direct, indirect, and consensus.
Right.
Now, in relation to the issue of consensus, if you look at it, it also has a very, very serious caveat that before you can engage in consensus, all the candidates who had indicated intention to contest must indicate in writing that they accept the consensus option and that they have stepped down.
Mm-hmm.
If one of them says, I don't agree, then you go back and do either direct or indirect primaries.
Right.
So as far as we are, political parties should go and do their business. Let them go and look for their ballot papers, look for their ballot boxes, get venue for their primaries, get security for their primaries. Our only business is to send people to go and monitor those primaries.
Mm.
So that is that. In relation to the electronic transmission of results, this commission has been consistently clear that we have the capacity and the constitutional virus to transmit results of elections. The only thing we insisted on was that the impediments to the electronic collation and declaration of results embedded in the Electoral Act should be removed so that we can have both the manually collated result and the electronically collated result. And then if there's a problem, one will prevail over the other. And that is what the National Assembly has done in this particular amendment. And we are happy with that particular amendment.
Mm. Mr. Vessels, we must go now, but I'm... Ah, goodness me, because I actually wanted to even talk to you more about the 5 billion naira spending cap for presidential candidates. But then we're totally out of time because some Nigerians are worried about monetization of the process entirely. But then that's another topic for another day. I'd like to, at this juncture, say thank you to you for joining us on the conversation today on the Morning Crest Prime. Mr. Festus Okoye, thank you for joining us today.
I really appreciate that. For those who are asking for the portal, it's cvr.inecnigeria.org. They can log in and then sort out the processes.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Do have an amazing day, sir.
I appreciate this opportunity and thank you, Nigerians.
All right. cvr.inecnigeria.gov. Is it .org or .gov? I missed that. But I'll find that out and I'll ask Wemimo to announce it again. Lagos, Nigeria, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It's been a pleasure doing this with you. We have amazing conversation ahead of us this week. You know, we got some great, great conversation ahead. I'm Sherif Quadri. Thank you all for being a part of the show. I'm Sherif Quadri on Twitter, Sherif Quadri on Instagram, Sherif Quadri on Facebook. Table Talk with Wemimo Adewuni is next. Good morning to you.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.